police officer is being mourned in Tennessee. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, gunned down at about 2 o'clock this morning.
The men and women of the Memphis Police Department are hurt right now.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis saying an officer was murdered on the job overnight as suspects opened fire on officers unprovoked.
That officer is Joseph McKinney.
The shooting, as officers responded to a report of a suspicious car. Two other officers shot, one hospitalized.
It was two teens who opened fire from that car. One was killed when cops shot back. The other wounded and arrested. And Fox's Jeff Manasso also reports.
We're told one of them was arrested just weeks ago in a stolen car with a Glock switch that converts a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun. He was charged with stealing two vehicles before a Memphis judge set him free without bond.
Days after a bill to reauthorize a controversial section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed in the House, a revised version cleared a hurdle this morning, teeing up what could be final approval this afternoon.
Changes include reauthorizing the program for 2 years instead of five and allowing a vote on amendments like a warrant requirement. Section 702 allows for the warrantless surveillance of foreign persons, which the intelligence community says is vital to preventing terror attacks. Some lawmakers argue the program is in need of reform because it's been used to collect data on Americans.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The day after FBI Director Christopher Wray warned about growing terror threats in the U.S., we're learning about an Afghan national who came to the U.S. illegally, now in custody after being placed on the terror watch list.
Connected to Hezb-e-Islami, that translates to the political party of Islam. They're a radical anti-Western group said to be responsible for the deaths of nine U.S. soldiers and civilians. So in February, Carwin was picked up again, but information about his radical ties, for whatever reason, was not relayed to the judge, so he was released a second time on bail. He has now since been picked up.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Head of U.S. Central Command is in Israel for a second day, helping with preparedness in case Iran does what it's been threatening, launch a retaliation, blaming Israel for an attack in Syria last week that killed two Iranian generals.
Israel is preparing for a direct attack from Iran on northern or southern Israel as soon as, get this, today or tomorrow. The other options Iran has is to attack Israeli assets outside the country or let proxies like Lebanon-based Hezbollah do the dirty work. Regardless, these new concerns have prompted the State Department to bar U.S. embassy employees in Israel from any travel around the country. The decision really comes down to, though, the Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei. He, too, has personally threatened retaliation, but it's also reported he does not want to start a full-fledged war with Israel and or the U.S.
Fox's Greg Palcott, an American diplomat who turned out to be a secret agent for Cuba, is due back in court today.
Former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, Manuel Rocha, is expected to formally plead guilty in a Miami federal courtroom to two counts of conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Rocha, who was charged in December, pleaded not guilty in February. His lawyer later revealing his intentions to change his plea, noting she and prosecutors reached an agreement on his possible prison term, but not sharing details. The diplomat, who was born in Colombia and grew up in New York, worked in the State Department under the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. The indictment alleges he had been aiding the Cuban government since at least 1981. He also faces charges of wire fraud and making false statements to obtain and use a U.S. passport. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
President Biden announcing even more student loan debt relief, this time for more than $7 billion worth for another 277,000 borrowers. On Wall Street, there's a big sell-off. The Dow plunging 350 points. The NASDAQ is dropping 220. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.